Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey parents, we all know summer break is for fun, but it's also a time when kids can start losing some of the progress they made during the school year. We want them to stay engaged and keep those young minds active. Between camps, vacations, and family time, it can be tough to keep a learning routine going. That's why I want to tell you about IXL. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts, from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL offers personalized interactive learning that adapts to each child's level and pace. It's an easy way to keep learning going through the summer and helps kids feel confident heading into the next school year. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. And get this, IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. That's a huge endorsement. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Add WFAN to your contacts to talk New York sports with us at 888-808-1019. Powered by AT&T Business.
Tierney Salicata back on the Fan, 888-808-1019. Did you see last night the, again, remember I told you last week, I think we discussed this, where there was a game that ended with the infield fly rule and then interference?
Yes,
yes. So you basically saw that last
night.
Was that
night. The White Sox game, if I'm not mistaken? Yeah, I think Chicago was involved in that. Orioles, yeah, I remember that, yeah.
Right,
yeah.
So last night you had that same thing happen. It just wasn't at the end of the game.
No.
But you had
Soto. The beginning of the game.
So what the hell is going on here?
Horrendous call. Absolute clown show. First of all, let me give Aaron Boone some credit here.
Yeah.
Now, I don't know. Well, I don't know any Yankee fan that, like, detests Boone. I believe there's a lot of Yankee fans out there that weren't sure if he's the guy that can get him over the hump, etc. But I think most of the rage was more toward Cashman. I'm not saying that everybody blindly believes in Boone, but I feel like Boone has been spared some of the venom, unlike Cashman. Okay, I like Aaron Boone. I trust Aaron Boone. And I believe in Aaron Boone. And I believe in Aaron Boone because last night was another example of how he inserts himself into it with energy, and like there's nothing to interpret. I got my players' backs.
Right.
It was a ridiculous call. It was a pop-up, obviously, infield fly. Soto goes back to second base. You can actually see the video. I forget the middle infielder's name. Soto went out of his way to go around him.
Right, and the guy misplayed the ball, and that's Soto's fault?
He misplayed the ball, and even Paul O'Neill said it. And the infielder wound up going back into Soto where it looked like Soto went to what is Juan Soto? So basically the way they ruled that and interpreted that was they're basically saying, well, Juan Soto, the only thing that you could have done is actually remained off the base so we could catch it and tag you and get a double play anyway.
Yeah, which makes no sense whatsoever. And by the way, whether the guy caught the ball or not is irrelevant. You have the infield fly rule. He's out.
It's just ridiculous.
The batter's out. You got to be able to let the runner get back to the base in that spot.
Correct.
If he purposely, like, use your brain, will you, for a change? If he purposely ran into him to interfere or was stalling to
like
get away.
Like A-Rod with Bronson Arroyo.
Whatever. That's not what was happening
not
there.
Not at all.
He was legitimately trying to get out of the way, go behind him, and get to the base. The idiot fielder backed into him. The guy's backpedaling. You're a professional shortstop, bro. Catch the ball.
He misread that one.
You're backpedaling into the runner to catch a pop-up. I mean, come on. It was ridiculous.
But I'll tell you, it was such a bad call. We don't need to belabor it. Now, but what if that's a critical moment? And what if Soto, who was fairly composed, he was pissed, but he was more confused. Like, what? And then Boone smartly, boom, right into it. Obviously, take the heat off Soto. Boone gets booted, whatever. Maybe they rescind the fine, whatever. They should. But, like, what if that's a high-leverage moment? And what if Juan Soto in that moment is not as composed as he was in the moment last night? He gets run. He gets run. Like, there's got to be a checkpoint for such an egregiously bad call. And there's not. Like, if that's the eighth inning and it happens and it's a 2-1 game or 3-2 game or 1-zip game and Soto gets bounced and it's clear as they, you know, not that you can necessarily review that, but common sense wins out and maybe the dopes at the head center in, where is it, in Toronto or is it here? Wherever it is, I think it's Toronto. I don't know. It's either in Toronto or New York where they have
used to be in New York. I think they might have moved it, though,
right? I thought that's why I'm a little confused. It used to be here, yeah.
No, wait a second. Is it? Because they gave us that tour. Hoff, didn't they give us a tour of MLB Network? It is in Secaucus. Yeah, we were at the MLB Network. Toronto might
be. Is that where the hub base is?
I thought so. I'm not 100% sure.
We hit all the different
studios. But yeah,
studios.
They showed us all the replay
things. That was a sick day. That was a lot of fun over at the network. But, like, what if it's a different moment and, oh, my God, like, geez, we really missed this call. Oh, God, we just threw out Juan Soto. Are they going to go and rescind the ejection? The answer is no. So this is what frustrates me about instant replay. I don't think everything needs to be replayed, but there's got to be, because we'll be here all night, but there's got to be like an ultimate voice, the ultimate checkpoint. If it's, I'm going to use the word egregious because it applies. If it's that egregious, would you let common sense win out? Get on the buzzer, get on the phone, get on the earbud. Hey, listen, this is what we saw. And you can actually rescind an ejection. But they wouldn't have done that and, you know, could have cost the Yankees a big game.
I highly doubt they're going to go that far, but I'm not opposed to it because I don't know about you, but if you're playing, and you know, some guys have that temperament, some guys don't. You and I think have the temperament of, if I'm playing and I know that they just got a call wrong, I'm going to fight about it.
Yeah, that's like me too.
And I don't mean physically fight.
I'm talking about like verbally. Yeah, you can protest
verbally, be like, what the hell are you doing here? Yeah. Now Soto may just be like, all right, he screwed up. Like, it's frustrating, but whatever. Some guys have that demeanor. And maybe that's a better way to have it. But I would be like Boone saying, you got this wrong. Like, you can't be doing that. You guys got this wrong. But you're right. If he gets kicked out in that spot in a big game.
I think Boone has his players back. I can't possibly quantify this. I'm not watching every single game every single night. But for a guy who's been here for a minute now and all the pressure and the payroll and all the stuff that we debate with the Yankees up until this year, the guy acquits himself well with injuries. He still manages to piece seasons together in the past.
Yep.
Not last year, but before last year. And he's got his guys back. And what else do you want?
Well, there's only one thing left to do. Win the whole damn thing.
It's also letting Soto know, I love you, buddy. Anything that's wrong, I'm here for you.
Let's go. Vinny is in Jersey. What's up, Vinny?
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
How we doing?
Good. Hey, Vin.
All right, so I just wanted to discuss the infield fly rule. I know it's horrible for Soto in that specific situation because he's got to get back to the base. But it's not a dead ball as soon as they call infield fly. It's live. So the runners can advance. They can tag up. And if you allow that, then it gives them the opportunity to intentionally do it. And I realize he did not do that intentionally. But they still have to protect the fielder in that specific situation.
Well, hold on a second. But the batter is out.
The batter's 100% out, and all the force plays are gone, which is obviously takes away preemptively the threat of dropping the ball on purpose to get an easy double play.
Correct. But
I'm not sure.
Say, in that situation, there had been a runner on third.
Yeah.
And now Soto collides with the shortstop. The shortstop, the runner on third
base. No, understood, for sure. But then the shortstop's got to do a better job of using his body.
Well, wait a second, and thank you for the call. Now, I'm not going to pretend to be a rules expert here, but let's just say, hypothetically, there's bases loaded in that spot. They call the infield fly, which, by the way, I'm assuming you could do still with bases loaded, infield fly.
100%.
Right, okay. So now the infield fly rule is in effect. So Soto knocks the shortstop on his rear end, guy drops the ball. Nobody can advance on that. How are you going to advance on that?
The batter's automatically out. And it takes away the removal of the force But it would not be a force at the plate.
He's saying if you took the interference away.
Honestly, I don't know what he was saying.
Yeah, me neither. But
the infield fly since I was seven.
I know.
I'm suddenly confused.
Yeah, well, the infield fly in itself is not confusing. And we're not saying that you can allow the runner to knock a fielder over. What we're saying is use your judgment. If somebody were clearly, you would know the difference if a player was knocking somebody over to prevent him from catching the ball, which, by the way, doesn't matter whether he catches it or not.
Yep.
He also can't drop it on purpose, to your point, and get
double
somebody
or triple
out because
play,
of it.
Sure. So that's why the rule was made,
correct,
by the way.
Of course, right. So even if he drops the ball, it doesn't matter. The batter is out. Could the runners advance? Yeah, at their own risk. But if a runner knocks over the fielder, then you're going to call interference. In this particular case, that wasn't what was happening. The runner was trying to get back to the base. So you got to be able to use your proper judgment there. If Soto ran into the guy and knocked him out, and it would have made something else transpire that
from the third base, like the caller said. But what if it's so subtle that you can't tell, like it wasn't, or you know, like you know, roadblocking somebody, but it was like, it was kind of in between, like, hey, it was pretty good gamesmanship. Did he rub the elbow, or was he really trying to avert contact?
Be a way where,
by the way, there never is, really. You don't really see this very often.
Although now we've seen it twice in the last two weeks.
I know.
But then you could also say it the other way. Like, what happens if the shortstop does what he does yesterday? But, you know, come in for a ball, and then knowingly that he's going to have to take back pedal to get to the runner. Where the Angels player yesterday could have technically cheated to get out of a jam. The Yankees got screwed yesterday because they had base loaded nobody out. Should have been all right, base loaded one out. Instead, it turned into a double play because this guy doesn't know how to catch a ball. Or maybe he was so smart that he came in, backpedaled to hit into Soto, draw the contact like a charge in basketball.
Yeah.
And now he's out.
I actually think it's more that at that level.
That he did it on purpose.
Yeah, almost it wasn't windy.
So now how do you... Exactly. How
I know.
Do you, like,
I think
I've
it was
never
strategic.
Seen that before.
I haven't really seen
And now, if that's the case, then the ump should use judgment and say, yeah, you hit into him, but he was just trying to get back to the base. Because if he doesn't get back to the base and the guy catches the ball, now he can tag him out.
That's what I'm saying. That's why I said that's the first thing I said.
So use some common sense here.
Well,
I mean,
that's
that
why
difficult.
The ump was wrong and Boone was right and, you know, messed it up.
Yeah, and baseball's got to figure that out. Now, I don't want to react to every wrong call.
Yeah.
You get in a bad habit that way. But you got to clean it up a little bit or just have guys that are better at using common sense.
That's a playoff game. Yeah. Just imagine if that was a playoff game.
The game ended. The White Sox-Oriole game ended on that. Like, that's unacceptable.
I know. I don't even know if you remember this. God, what was it? I think it was 78, but it could have been 77. Reggie stuck out as behind and purposely in between. I think it was in between first and second base. And it was probably Garvey, probably throwing to Bill Russell at shortstop, unless Lopes was covered as the second baseman, but I don't think he was. Anyway, Reggie deviated from the base path a bit, and he stuck at it, like his right cheek. Ball hit him perfectly, and I think it carried him to the outfield, and he kept going. And it was an illegal play by Reggie.
Right.
You know, but these are things like, so the subtleties, don't think for a second that the middle infielder last night
didn't say to himself,
it's Major League Baseball. They've been around the game a lot. Wouldn't surprise me.
BT and Sal on the fan, more your calls on the other side.